The opening Mishnah in Perek Shlosha Shachlu has identical lines to the Mishnah in Psochem and Bamed Hemer Aleph, with respect to which is non-kosher matzah, that you're not yotze the mitzah. Here, if it's non-kosher bread, there's no tzirut to zimun. According to the Rambam, there's no brocha at all. There's no birchas hanenah before or after. So some of the lines are not exactly the same. Here it says Hakusi Mizamnimol. We left off Mem Zayin on the base, six lines from the top. Hakusi Mizamnimolov. That doesn't say Msachim. We're not talking about Zimun over there. What's the Chiddush? There's a Machlokes Hatanoim Bizman Hatanoim. What the Kusim Ageri Emes Kusim Geri Arayis. The Mishnah is taking a stand. Hakusim Ageri Emes. That was before the Psak of Rab Meir. Rab Meir's Talmidim investigated and they found that the Kusim were worship, one sect of Kusim were worshipping Avodah Zarah, Dmus Yoin, on Har Grizim. So Reb Meir Chayish Lemiutas, he declared all the Kusim are considered Kakum. We spoke about it yesterday. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha, all right, Kusim Geri Emes, all right, that they're Jewish. But even a Jewish person, even a person who was born Jewish, no question about it. But he's an Am Haaretz. So towards the end of the Bai Sheni period, they started this institution of Chaver in Amoritz. You have to mekabel divi chaveris in the presence of three Jewish people. What mekabel divi chaveris? To commit yourself to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. What is the relevance of being in Amoritz with respect to what? And number one, with respect to Dmai. They prohibited that, so we started the whole Gemara about Dmai. You don't trust an Amoritz and Afrosh's Maisa. And Afrosh's Trum, you do trust them. They wouldn't mess around with the Trum because they know that Trum is Misav Deshamayim. So Tevel HaTobel Trum, they'll also understand is Misav Deshamayim. But they didn't understand Maisa Rishon, if a non-Levi eats it, is permissible. There's no Misav Deshamayim if a Zar eats it. Rav Meir's opinion is that Maisa Rishon also the Zari. We don't pass on like Rav Meir. The Gemara Yevamos quotes, and the Isha Rabbah, the Gemara quotes Rav Meir's opinion. And he holds that Rav Meir's opinion is that Maisa Rishon is also to a woman who's a zayna, just like a woman who's a zayna is not allowed to eat truma, so a woman who's a zayna is not allowed to eat maaser rishon. But we don't pass on like Rav Meir anything over there. We don't pass on that maaser rishon is also the zayna. It's gezel if you don't give it to the levim. It's gezel. Once you gave it to the levi, you ate it in the sina. The levi can give it to a non-levi, to a non-kohen, to a non-levi to eat. So the Amei Haaretz had this bug in their heads. They assumed that Tevel HaTovel, the Trum HaGdoyla, has Misa B'day Shamayim, because Trum HaGdoyla has Misa B'day Shamayim. So that they wouldn't mess around. So they were all careful to be Mafrish Trum HaGdoyla. But if you buy Dema, you have to be Mafrish Maisa Rishon, because Maisa's, they weren't Mafrish. Okay. Truth of the matter is that if you're not Mafrish Maisa Rishon, it's also Misa B'day Shamayim. Shadows, what if you're not Mafrish Maisa Oni? Would there be Misa B'day Shamayim on that? So the Rambam writes an original Chiddush that not. Tevel, Atovel, and Maisa Rani, there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Amei Haaretz were right in their svara that there's only Misa B'dei Shamayim if it's Tevel, Atovel, or Truma, because there's Misa B'dei Shamayim if it's Zari, it's Truma. So therefore, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim at Tevel, Atovel, or Truma. Tevel, Atovel, and Maisa Rishon, even though Maisa Rishon is Mutal Zarim, but you have to be Mafresh Maisa Mina Maisa. Maisa Mina Maisa has this Truma's Maisa, has the exact same din like Truma Gedoyla. That does have Misa B'dei Shamayim. But Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. You have to bring to Rishalayim and eat it with Dusha V'Tahara. So if you have Tevel HaTovel and Maisa Sheni, so that there is Misa B'dei Shamayim. My question is, what about Tevel HaTovel and Maisa Oni? Maisa Oni is just Matan Saniyim. That's once the Oni gets it, he can feed it to a non-Oni. So maybe Tevel HaTovel and Maisa Oni, there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Rambam writes that original Chiddush. The Ravid writes, not bad, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Tosis had 2 days about that. Tosis Nibam is not sure whether there's Misa B'dei Shamayim at Tevel HaTovel LeMaisa Oni. The Rambam and the Rabbi think that there is not. So the Gemara says, so that's one din. That's one relevance of that Amor. Amor it says Choshed Ala Maisa. It's not Choshed Ala Trum, but Choshed Ala Maisa. What else is a din of Amor? Amor it says Mitame like a Zav, because they weren't careful about Tumah Vitara. So we have to treat him as if he's a Zav. Does it mean, therefore, you don't let him go into the Arabayis? So that's what we spoke about yesterday. The Chazay Nochem came up with that Einfal, and the Pashta says that it's not correct. There is no such thing. So the Amoritz has a din tumik izav. What else? The Gemara says he can't be mitzarif him to a zimun. It's not called shlosh shoch l'kachas. That was the Gemara's kasha. Eim izamnim al ha'aretz. You can't be mitzarif him to a zimun. You're not supposed to be sitting and eating with him. You're not supposed to be buddy-buddy with an Amoritz. So how could you eat? Aren't all the kusim ame ha'aretz? Then there's a fourth din, the taptosis. You're not mekabaleitis from an Amoritz. The Gemara says there in Chagigah, Tosis quotes from Masechus Chagigah, Perigimel, Kemam bekablina huidnam bizman hazeh, when the Gemara was edited in the days of Ravina Rabashi, that's huidnam bizman hazeh. So the later Amoraim write, Kemam bekablina huidnam sadusam e'amoritz, why is it the bizman hazeh, when we're editing the Talmud Bavli, we have changed the psak and earlier generations, they would not be mekabaleitis from an Amoritz, they were Russia is posulated as dami horse mechashudim that they ate tevil. Gemara says, why do we allow Kabbalah sedus amarit keman ke Rav Yosi? The Tanna Rav Yosi said kedush leihev kalecha biyechad ha'elach ebayne b'maliatzma. We're afraid that if we're going to be merachik nam haaretz, so he'll make his own religion. He'll break off from the Jewish people, make his own religion. That's the shaila in the beginning of the Reform movement. Started during the lifetime of the Chasam Sofer. After he passed away, then it got worse. But during his lifetime, that's when he started. Some of the founders of the movement, but Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, he wasn't immune. Some of his Talmidim shouldn't think it's only students of Rabbi Soloveitchik who became conservative rabbis. Some of the Talmidim of Chasam Sofer also became Reform rabbis, and Chasam Sofer said they shouldn't elect them to the rabbanis of the communities, and the Balabatim didn't listen to them. They elected some of these reform rabbis. Yeah. So Chasam Sofer had a famous comment. He said, in the days of the Gemara, we're mekel to be mekabaleitis from an Amoritz and to be mitzarif and to Zimun. Why? Because of Rabbi Yossi's comment. Shaloi hekolecha d'halach abon abom aliyatzma. But b'zman is that they already made abom aliyatzma. So we revert back to the din that Amoritz, you can't be mitzarif and to a Zimun, you can't be mekabaleitis. The consideration, we don't want to be merachik them, because shaloi hekolech be'alahelech abon b'matzah, that they made their own rabbinical organization, make their own conventions, everything they're on their own. They don't listen to the rabbon. So the reason lahakel no longer applies. So he came up with that chimra. Well, the din is not etched in stone that we're mekabaleitis from the amehoritz. He says zil basataima, the reason doesn't apply this man is that why we. So Nachmal said, that's the Gemara's kasha. What does it help that the Mishnah take a stand that the kusim geri emes shuvn is garu b'leif shalom de geri emes, but he's still am haaretz. So Abai says, we're talking akusi was mekabel de rechaveris. He committed himself in the presence of three Jewish people, three observant people, that he's going to observe all the dinim of trumas and maisus and mezuzah and tefillin and send his children to yeshiva and so on. There is such a thing as a kusi chaver. Yeah, that's a shaila b'zman hazeh. Nobody was mekabel de rechaveris. So everybody has a din of am haaretz. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that b'zman. Aruch HaShulchan wrote a sefer, Aruch HaShulchan ha'osid. What's going to be the din? Well, we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. So now a lot of that part of the Aruch HaShulchan is relevant. So he thinks that that b'zman hazeh, that the whole institution of chaveris collapsed. So you revert back to the din deraisa. If a person seems to be a religious Jew, so you say Echanem Misurim. If it doesn't seem to be religious, so you don't say Echanem Misurim. That's a question. You assume that every Jew has a Cheskas Kashrus, and you say Echanem Misurim. That's a question. What is Cheskas Kashrus based on? Cheskas Kashrus based on the fact when he was born, he wasn't yet a Balavera. So now he's 25, 35 years old. He's 75 years old, so we shtel him after Chazok, and when he was born, he wasn't a Balavera. Or maybe we should say no. Cheskas Kashrus is based on Roiv, that Roiv of the Jews are Orthodox, are observant. So it is based on Roiv, so Baba is saying, Rabbi, Roiv of the Jews are not observant. So that's a big deal in the early Achareinim. I think the Pnei Yeshua has a tshuva about this. Pnei Yeshua's grandfather wrote Shal Shuvah's Pnei Yeshua. So I think there's a tshuva in Pnei Yeshua about that. I think Hitaka says like that. That Erecha Nevi Bisurim is not based on Cheskas Kashrus. What does it mean, Cheskas Kashrus? So he thinks it's not based on Chazok the Meikor, when he was born, he was religious, based on Ruben the Leisa Kamon. The Rove Jews are observant. So if you live in a generation where the Rove of the Jews are not observant, Then if you have a person you don't know who he is, then there's no such thing as kaskas kashas. Well,
could we determine that based on Rova Olam, Rov Sia, Rova Ir, Rov Medina?
I mean, if you live in a city, if you live in Borough Park, you live in Bnei Brak, okay, okay. So maybe there the Rove would be. Okay. Maybe it depends which city you live in. Good. The people who live maybe in Bnei Brak, the Rove is at most of the people, maybe in Borough Park and Flatbush, maybe the Rove is at there are churches though in Flatbush. I don't know if they're Reformed congregations. Are there conservative temples there? I don't know. But some of the Rove of the Jews who live in Bar Park are Sharmimitz.
Maybe
doctor
thinks in those extreme type places, or even like maybe there's an Alma Lisbon in more modern communities also.
Yeah, whatever the Rove is, you gotta investigate to find out whether the Rove in that area are Sharmimitz. Yeah. So Abai says we're talking about a Kusi Chava, yeah. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bizman is that the whole institution of Amoritz and Chavit collapsed. So we revert back to the Din Deraisa, whatever the Din Deraisa was before they made that institution of demai towards the end of the Baishani period. Yeah. And others hold not so. I remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael. So I visited Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik. So he gave me a drink of Abir Bira. And he said, he can't give me any fruits because everybody has a din of Amoritz and I'm not allowed to trust him on a Frosh's Maisris unless I'm prepared to be mafresh my own Maisris. Nobody can trust anybody else. So he gave me Abir Bira at that time. I don't know if it exists anymore. So he shows me on the bottle that says, Totseret Chutzlarts, that it's made from British oats and it doesn't need HaFrosh's Trumas and Maisris. Then the next day I visited his brother, Rabbi David Soloveitchik, who's still alive, he gave me grapes. He held that he's not a din about Moritz, that I can't trust him. He followed the Aruch HaShulchan, I guess. Unless the grapes are from Chutz Lorenz, I don't think so. Grapes are called fresh grapes from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So Abai answers, we're talking about Kusi Chavrova, Mafi the time of Kusi Amoritz. Who is not mekabel divichaveris? Whoever is not mekabel divichaveris, and whoever doesn't commit himself in the presence of three people, that's the din eshes chavik echaver. If a man was mekabel divichaveris, he committed himself in the presence of three Jews. That he's going to observe all the laws of hafroshes maisris, and then he marries a girl. So even though the girl was never mekabel divichaveris, but that's the din eshes chaver has a din like echaver. The fact that he married her and they're living together. So even after he dies, she has the din of an Isha Chaver. Esha Chavik Chaver. Then the Gemara has Esha Chavik Chaver further din in Masech HaShavuos. Just like you have to stand up when a rabbi walks into the room, if they say v'tokma dat apnei zokin. So if the rabbi's wife walks into the room, even after the rabbi passed away, also Esha Chavik Chaver, you have to stand up. That's already an extension. That's a big chiddush. But the original din, Esha Chavik Chaver, is a simple din. The chaver means the husband was mekabel divichaveris when he was a teenager. Itaka observes the dinim of Trumas HaMaisris and all the dinim of tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah and so on. And then he gets married, so even though the wife was never mekabel divichaveris, she has a din like an isha chaver. Isha chavik chaver. So Rav Amar, feel the time of Bekusi Amoritz, he was never mekabel divichaveris. What we're talking about, Och HaBamoritz, the Rabbanon, we follow the sheet of the Chachamim der Amir, the Pligele Rameh Askin and the Tanya, what's the definition of Amor? So there are going to be different opinions here. There are more opinions than what is quoted in our Gemara. The Gemara in Soita, on Daf Chabay, where is it? Daf Chabay has more opinions. So our Gemara quotes Rameh, it says, Kol Sheinecho Chula Betar Dev Rameh. But Chachamim Armim, Kol Sheine Ma'ase Pei Rois of Kiroi. So that doesn't apply to the Kusim. Anikus Soy Asuri Ma'asri Kiruchosi, they're Mafrish Maisus properly. The mafresh maisus, the amihorids were not mafresh maisus. They were only mafresh truma, but the kusim were. How do we know? The Omar Mar, we have a tradition called mitzvah zikabal kusim harbi medaki kabal yesim yisrael. Whenever it's a din that's Torah shebichsav, they follow it. So they're more careful, overcautious. They're more medaktic than FFB and a din of the Torah shebal peh. They wouldn't observe it all. They wouldn't follow Torah shebal peh at all. Then the Gemara quotes other opinions. Tanu Rabbanan Ezer Amoritz, another Braisa. Goshani Kori Kriyash Masha Arvis Bashachis, Dib Rab Blazer, Bishua has a different Shida, Bishaimanech Tfilin. But as I'm a Koshain La Titsis Bidigdam, Nasan Koshain La Mizuz Al Pischoi. And next time it says, Koshayesh La Banim, Beinim Begadlam and Tamatari, doesn't give his children a Torah education. Achayim Mamrim, the biggest Chumre, I feel the Kori Bashani, even if he knows Tanakh, even if he knows Mishnais. But the Shimish Tamir Chachamim, and he's not kofuf to the Rabbanim, Rashi explains who Gemara. He learns on his own Tanakh and Mishnah. He gives his own interpretations. I remember when I went to Bernard Revel over here, so there was a professor. He said when he studies Gemara, he learns like this. He covers up the Rashi and he gives his own interpretation in the Gemara. Everything was cockeyed by him. He didn't know Chumash. He would learn Mishnah also like that, without looking in the Bar Tanur and the Tesi. I didn't know anything. You have to know all the other Mishnahs to be there. Bar Tanur quotes all the other Mishnahs to shed light on this Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara says. Hafi l'kor v'shana, even if a character knows Tanakh and he knows Mishnahs, v'loshim mishtalmid chachamim, he's not kofuf to the Rabbanim to know what pshat is in the Mishnahs. Harezam haaretz. That's what the Chazon Ish said about the maskilim. He said in Europe they were wise guy maskilim. They were observant. But they didn't listen to the Rabbanim. They had their own original opinions on everything. So that's an Amoritz, he said. We follow Acherim. Amar Abun Alochik Acherim. We paskan like Acherim. So getting back again, so the Gemara says, maybe when the Mishnah says, Akusim is on the Molov, usually Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. But he says, the Gemara says, maybe this Stam Mishnah is Rabbanim the Rab Meir, who say that the only time a person is an Amoritz is if he's not careful about hafroshes maizus, and the kusim are careful. So since the kusim harbim, whatever it says in the chumash, harbim bedakti kibbo yesim Yisrael, it's Torah shebichzav. So therefore, they don't have a din of amaretz. Okay, that was the Gemara's suggestion. Then Gemara tells us again the story of Menashe bar Tachlifa. What's the story? Rami Bachamalai Azman Alay the Ramanash about Tachlifa. On one occasion there were three people who ate, and Rami Bachamalai said there's no mezumin, because one of the third one was Ramanash about Tachlifa, and he knew Kor B'Shana, but he never learned Gemara by the Rabbanim. Then Rami Bachamalai died young. This Ramanash about Tachlifa, Tony Sifro, Antoris Kohanim, Abba Yikra Sifrei, the drasha satanaim abmen bin bedvar. The hilchasa, he knew a lot of halachas, and he wasn't mitzarif into him. Kinoch napsi, Rami Bacham died young. Omar Rava made a comment. The reason why he died young, because he was mivaze Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, that he wasn't mitzarif him to the zimun. But noch napsi, the Rami Bacham at such a young age, all the lazman alei, the Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. Fregimora, but didn't he do right? Either halacha kacherim, kor vishan of Hashem b'shtamid ram reizam haaretz. What is wrong? Shani Rav Nasha bat Tachlifa, the Mishamalahu, the Rabbanim. He was always Mishamish the Rabbanim, so he picked up a din here, a din there. He never attended a shir anywhere. Never attended a shir, but he was kofuf to the Rabbanim. You don't have to attend a shir. A person who doesn't attend a shir, but whenever he has a shayla, he asks. How come Sir Rami Bachama wasn't mitzarif him to the Zim? Rami Bachama, who the Doka Basri, didn't investigate properly. He thought that on principle, he didn't want to be kofuf to the Rabbanim. Lishnach, when another version has it, not the Mishamaluhu Rabbanan, not that it was always Mishamish them and he used to ask Mishailas, but rather the Shamash Maitzim, before I had the Rabbanan, because look at Sumer Rabbanan Domi, he used to hear Divrei Psak Halacha from the Rabbanan. Yeah, the status like a Tzurva mid the Rabbanan. A Tzurva is a rak. Tzurva mid Rabbanan usually is an expression that we use for a young Tamachachim, younger than 40. Over 40 is the. The Gemara says in Moshe Rabbeinu said towards the end of his life, at the end of the 40 years and they're traveling in the Midbar, so the Gemara in the first parak of Avodah Zarah understands from that pasuk that's at the end of Chumash Devarim, sometimes it takes 40 years till you really understand what the Rebbe said. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Torah since Maimon HaSinai for 40 years. So the people didn't really understand. So based on that, the Gemara says that a person should never pass a shayla before the age of 40. Not exactly the same, Tosfos points out. He's supposed to learn about the Rebbe 40 years. He started learning about the Rebbe at the age of 20, so he shouldn't pass until the age of 60. So Tosfos says that's not exactly the same, but that's what the Gemara says. That's what Rashi says. There's a Mishnah towards the end of Sanhedrin, the end of the Aloch and Sanhedrin, around Daf Peites or so, Daf Peches, that is Okamame, is Chai Misim, one of Paskins against the Desna Godel, only if he's a Gia Lo Hairo. If he's a Talmud, Shaloh Higia Lo Hairo, so no matter what he Paskins, no one's going to listen to him anyway. So what's called Talmud Shahigia Lo Hairo? What's a Talmud Shaloh Higia Lo Hairo? So Rashi says before 40 or after 40. The Rambam does not learn like Rashi. The Rambam learns Higia Lo Hairo means he has smicha, Lo Higia Lo Hairo means he doesn't have smicha. Rashi apparently holds that smicha is a din in bezin. Rashi and Tosfos hold smicha is a din in bezin. It's not a din in psak. But the Rambam holds that smicha is a din in psak. If the Talmud Chacham issues an opinion and he doesn't have smicha, that's an opinion. That's not called a psak. If the Talmud Chacham has smicha and he issues an opinion, that's called a hairah. That's common Talmud Shegiel hairah. The Rashi is problematic. The Rashi says before the age of 40, he's called the Talmud Shelo Higiel HaRoa, so he's not Chai Misa, because no one's going to listen to his psak anyway. So Moshe Feinstein has a long letter that he sent to the former chief rabbi of Eretz, Rabbi Herzog. Rabbi Herzog gave a shir on Sanhedrin, and it's a whole sefer. It says on the top page, Shir Aleph, till the end of the book, 150 pages, one shir, Shir Aleph. Have it in the house, I think. So in the middle of that Shir Aleph, I never read the whole thing. You have to have a lot of time on your hands. Middle of that one Shir, apparently he writes that the original smicha always used to be smicha biyad, and during the time of the Roman persecution, that's when they discontinued smicha biyad, and they gave smicha b'shem. So this is Yadua from the Maskilim, said like that. It's against the Gemara. Gemara of the Farish that the only one who did smicha biyad was Samachtas, Yad Chola was Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yoshua ben Nun, and the Rambam says the Shiv Miskanim also. Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he gave smicha to the Shiv Miskanim, he gave smicha biyad, and everybody else gives smicha b'shem. So this is Yadua from the Maskilim, that they disagreed with Gemara. So Moshe was furious why he wrote that. So Moshe wrote him an extremely nasty letter, and then when he printed it, he toned it down a little bit. It's very nasty the way it's printed also. But we heard from Nissen Alpert that the original letter, he saw the original letter, was even nastier. How does he say such a thing against the Gemara? So Rav Moshe has a whole essay where he writes about Smicha. That's the letter that he wrote to the former chief rabbi Herzog. So he says that Rashi is difficult. Rashi says, Chacham shalo higiyo lo haros not chai misa mitam zok and mamre, because no one's going to listen to men, and it means before the age of 40. So he says, but the Gemara, Rav Moshe is not Rashi, but the Gemara said, b'feirush there in Avodah Zarah, the end of the first parak, that if there's no one else in town to paskin, so the one younger than 40 can't paskin. He takes the Rabbanus in Allentown, Pennsylvania, or in Arkansas, but there is no one in town to ask the Shilas to. So then it's on Shabbos, he can't even call on the telephone, so of course he's going to paskin. He should paskin. So it's not an ironclad rule that before the age of 40, no one's going to listen to them. Sometimes they will listen. How come Rashi knows that that's pshat in the Mishnah? That's his taina. So he says the Rambam's pshat is better if you all like the Rambam. The smich is a din in hoirah. Rashi holds not so. Rashi and Tosfos hold smich is a din in bezin. It's not a din in hoirah. So that's what the Gemara says. Well, Rabbi says that the reason why Rami Bachama died young because he was mevaze this Tamachacham. Balabas, Rabbi Menashe bar Tachlifa, who was Kor Vishana, but Loshimish Tamir HaChamim, he never attended his shir. It wasn't for him, but he wasn't Sheikitz. He was Kofuf to the Chachamim. He was Kofuf to the Chachamim. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, commenting on the Mishnah, Ochal Tevel, if you eat Tevel, same Mishnah appears in Psochem, if he eats Matzah Shal Tevel, you're not Yotzei. Here it says, if you ate tevel, you're not mitzarv to azima. So the Gemara says, pshita, tevel, pshita, it's straight. So the Gemara says, letzicha, tevel tov the rabbanon, hechidame, bo'otzit shein anokuv. Yeah, that one might argue the point and say that maybe all these surim the rabbanon are on the Yisra Gavis, on the Yisra Chefza, that's how the Nesivis has a Rambam like that. Famous Nesivis. He says, the rabbanon can't change the mitzias. The rabbanon can only make a din on the gavra. Yisuri Torah, one can argue the point and say, but But in Nisa de Rabbanon, they can't change the Mitzvah. It's only going to be Maxima, it's going to be, Nisa Gavra. So one can argue the point and say that that's not called trade for food. So Kamash Malon the Mishnah, even Tevel Tavim Rabbanon, also you're not Mitzaref into the Zimon. This Gemara is against the Chayyodim. Chayyodim had a Sofek. Are you Yotze with matzah that didn't grow from the ground? It grew on the nuts, it's Shein Anoku. Maybe it doesn't have the din. Or he has a suffix regarding an esrog. What if you have an esrog that didn't grow from the ground? That's that called pre-Eitz Hodor. It didn't grow from the ground, it grew in a flower pot. But over here, the Chamesh is mini dog and have to grow from the ground. He has a suffix. The B'Shalem Zalman Arvach says, how can he have a suffix? It's a favorite Gemara. Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah says, that Yoytze, the same Mishnah in Pesachim says, Yoytze Matzeh, if the grain grew in a flower pot, just if it's tevel, if he planted it in Otsa Shenanoko, if it'll be tevel midirabanon, so then you won't be yotze the mitzvah. But if you plant, but if he was mafresh trumas mais, then you are yotze. So it says beferish that it's good. Yeah. Then it says, if you eat maisa rishon, that maisa manan maisa was not removed. So maisa manan maisa was not removed. So it's going to be tevel. So the Gemara says pshita. It's going to be terrible. And they took out the ma'isim and ha'ma'isim, but they didn't take out the truma gedola. Ma'u detaim or the kasha of Rav Papa to Abaye, kamash melon, kidshani lain, like Abaye answered Rav Papa. We call ma'isim, that's on the last line of Amud Aleph. Omele Rav Papa la Abaye, Abaye Rav Papa is the kasha, how do you know to distinguish? Abaye answers all based on psukim. So that's what the Gemara said. The Mishnah is alluding to all of these differences. Okay? Then the Gemara says, if you eat bread, it's ma'aser sheni behegdah shaloi nivdu. So then you did an avera, so you're not mitztarf to the zimun. According to the Ram, you don't say a brach. So the Gemara says pshita. If the ma'aser sheni the hegdah was not nivdu pshita, the Gemara lo tzvicha. No, it was nivdu, but lo nivdu kehuchasam kegon ma'aser sheni kegon she pod al gabi asimon. You have to be put. Rachmanu tzata kesef sheish olav tzura. You have to. That's what the Gemara says. Mchoris dafnun base. That there were brisa, that there were three cases where Shavu Kesef is not dinim to Kesef, so one of them is Pidya Ma'aser Sheni. So if you're going to use Asimon, is a Kesef Shein Olav Tzura, so that's not acceptable for Pidya Ma'aser Sheni. And by Hegdish, there is no such that you need Dafke Kesef Sheish Olav Tzura. But by Hegdish, there's a Klala Prat, there's a Mishnah there in Pcharis. The Gemara goes, by pidyon aben and by pidyon hegdish, the din is it has to be dab hamital to the gufa mamin. Karka avon mishdaris is not acceptable to be paid a hegdish to pidyon aben. It's not acceptable. That's a big shaila. What about paper money? If you make a check, that's shdaris. But let's say you make paper money doesn't really have intrinsic value. It has very little intrinsic value. So that's the shaila of the different shuvas in the Chasam Sofer. Whether paper money is dina kikesef, or paper money is dina kishtar. So the meaning is that the Chasam Sofer, one of the shuvas distinguishes, he says, for the purpose of pidya ma'aser sheni, the meaning is that you don't use paper money, you use dafke matbeis, use coins. But einish boi malashtaris, we assume that paper money is not dina kishtar. We would say that there is a shvur derais. But dina mamanis, issues like English by Malash Taurus, we treat paper money like money. But with respect to Issa the Heter, like Pidyon HaBen, you can't do Pidyon HaBen Mishtar, so we treat paper money as if it were Shtaurus. Yeah. What's it din by Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni? Ni Dafke Kesef. Kesef, the Ramam says Kesef means what's recognized by the government. That's the Shach and Hilchas Ribis. Writes like the Shach and Yeredeh writes, that there are different opinions on Chayshim Ishbu, where do you apply Dina the Malchus Adina, where not. Dina Malchus Adina, the original Gemara says it applies when they get to paying taxes. You got to pay tax. And if the government has fair taxes, and they took away your automobile because you didn't pay tax, they took away your furniture, whatever, took away your possession, and they gave it to someone else because he overpaid in taxes, and he has a right to keep it. Because din in the Malchus Adina, it's not considered gzeila on the part of the government. They have a right. If it's a fair tax, they have a right to take it away. So the original din of din in the Malchus Adina is about tax. So some Rishonim say, in Chosh Mishpat, there are many different opinions. Some Rishonim say, Din HaMachlokes HaDin only applies to old taxes that have been around for years, but if the government wants to levy a new tax, it has no right to do it. The old taxes that it's already mekubal, the community, the citizens in the country have accepted it, so they're mechayev to pay that. But a new tax, not. We usually assume not. So we usually listen even to introduce a new tax. The government has a right to do that. But do you say dina machlus adina on other laws? When you get to other laws. So the Shach writes on Yeridei and Hilchus Ribbis that whatever you hold, how far dina machlus adina goes, this everybody agrees, that it's only called kesef for the purpose of pidyon ma'aseh sheni. If it's there, dina machlus applies. If it's declared as legal tender by the government. If you have a bunch of pirates, the Rambam writes, you have a bunch of pirates and they mint their own money and they were never accepted as an official government, so then their coins are considered shabbat kesef. It's not considered kesef. That's why the in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the yeshiva bachim have the shtick. They like to act as if they need to talk the lingo of the Natura Karta. As if the Natura Karta are right, that the Israeli government are all a bunch of pirates and well done of him, and the government doesn't count in Eretz Yisrael. So I would ask him whether they're paid the Ma'aseh Sheni on Israeli coins. The answer is, of course they are. Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach, Rabbi Yashiv, everybody used Israeli coins. So if they used Israeli coins, it means that you're recognizing the government, that it's a real din al machusa. If it's a bunch of pirates, then the coins that they mint are shavu kesef. It's not din al kikesef. That's a shaila. Let's say you'll have Israeli coins in America. I had a matbea, a big matbea in Eretz Yisrael, and I use it to be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni a few times. You can be paid it many times on one matbea, according to how many prutas it has in it. So let's say I bring my coin to America, and now I have tevel in America. I buy Israeli fruits in the store, and it's a Ma'aseh Sheni money, it's a Ma'aseh Sheni year, and I want to be mafresh Ma'aseh Sheni, then I want to be paid. So if Ba'ayim in Chutzlaritz with the Matbea Chutzlaritz and it's an Israeli coin, so then you can't be paid the Ma'aseh Sheni. That's called Shavu Kesef. It's not Kesef. The big machlokes is there are three logical possibilities. Does it depend where the Matbea is? If the Matbea is in Eretz Yisrael, then it's called Kesef. If the Matbea is in New York, then it's no good. Does it depend where the Matbea is located? Does it depend where the Ma'aseh Sheni is located? Does it depend where the Paida, where the person is located? There are three logical possibilities. There are three logical possibilities, but the Gemara takes a stand on it. So in the Gemara, in the end of Bava Kamma, there are two girsas, the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam says it depends where the Poida is standing. So let's say, I have my Susheni here in America, and Rabbi Neuwirth, Zechon Levracha, from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas, he used to give permission. He was brought up with all the Yekis and Broyas. He went to school with all the Yekis here. So he gave all the members of the Kehillah permission to use his Pruta Chamura, to use his coin and Bayit V'gan. So it was an Israeli coin located in Bayit V'gan. That's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So do you say that since the coin is located in Eretz Yisrael, so it has a din of Kesef, so he can be paid on Kesef? But he say no. Since the person is being paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni, he lives in New York, and the Ma'aseh Sheni is in New York, so it's considered Shavu Kesef. Israeli coin in America is considered Shavu Kesef. So there are three logical possibilities, but only two of them are Girsas and the Gemara. So the Rambam's Girsa is that it depends where the person is, and the Ravid's Girsa in the Gemara is that it depends where the Matbea is. There is no Girsa that it depends where the Ma'aseh Sheni is. Logically, there could have been such a possibility, but there is no such Girsa. So the common practice is like Rav Neuwirth, because the Chazon Ish writes that the Rambam's Girsa is incorrect. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and the Chazon Ish Paskin like the Ravid. That it all depends where the Matbea is, it doesn't depend where the person is. Okay. So the Beis Din, there's some Beis Din in England, also has, they have a British coin, and they give everybody all over the world permission to use their British Pruta Chamura for the purpose of being paid the Ma'aseh Sheni, but you have to call them up in advance to notify them. So then they're going to record it. How many times the coin was used for the purpose of being paid the Ma'aseh Sheni all over the world. So British coin in America is also not Yotze Bahitsoa. It's not declared by the American government as legal tender. But still, since the coin is located in the Desn office in London, it's a British coin and it's located in England, so that's called Kesef. It's not considered Shalei Kesef, it's considered Kesef. Chazanish said, we pass him like the writer against the Rambam. The Gemara knows it from the Psukim, that Maaser Sheni can only be paid on Kesef Sheish Olav Tzura, and Hegdish, he can only be paid on Dov HaMitalta, the Guf HaMamit. You can be paid on Shalei Kesef, but you can't be paid a Hegdish on Karka Avodah Mishtaris. Where do you learn it out from the Pasuk that says, V'nosn HaKesef, they come low. On the left margin, on the daf, it says, Ayin Taisu Shabbos Kuf Chavches, Diga Maschem, and Osna Kesev Kamlo, Taisu says, there is no such Pasuk. Osna Kesev Kamlo. If you Mav Esedra, you remember, there is no such Pasuk. Taisu says, the Gemara picked out a word here and there and there, and they're saying, Bekitza, as if there is such a Pasuk. The Gemara is darshaning, they're putting together a few Psukim, and they're picking out the words, but these four words, there is no such person. That's not Kesef Kamlo. But that is the mocker for the din that appears in the Mishnah in Choras, that the Pidyon Hegdish has to be on a Dov HaMitalta B'Guf HaMamid. You can't be paid on Karka Avodah Mishtaris. Then the Mishnah has a din Sham Shach HaPafas because Ayis Pshita and a Chanami Nigmar says. I did a ton of Eshu because Ayis Tana say for Pafas because Ayis. That's Pshita. There's no Chiddush added there. Why would I have thought that the Shamash is different? There's no Chiddush. Anachrayim is anmalafeg mar pshita. Of course, there's no mezumin by a non-Jew. He's not mechuyif the bench. Chochma askinon, he's in the middle of the conversion process. Begir shemov aloy tovah. Why? Because there's a machloikis hatanoim in Yavam. It's in the middle of Yavam. It's in the Mems. So one Tana is of the opinion that mov aloy tovah is Jewish. That he is chayiv a mitzvah. So we don't pass him like that. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. The Mishnah is telling me, Anachrayim is on Molav, even though he's in the middle of the conversion process. He was already Mol. He just wasn't Teivol yet. You shouldn't think that Tefillah is a mitzvah. When he has a chance, he'll be Teivol. No, the Tefillah is the Maisa HaGeris. Kolzman is not Teivol. It's Me'akev B'Dievet. So there's one opinion that the Tefillah is Me'akev, the Mila is not Me'akev. One opinion. The Mila is Me'akev, the Tefillah is not Me'akev. We paskan, they're both Me'akev. You need Mila and Tefillah both Le'ikuba. The Korban is not Me'akev. If the ger didn't bring the carbon, he's Jewish anyway. But if he didn't do he only did the meal, he didn't do the tefillah, then we pass him that he's not Jewish. Is he allowed to observe Shabbos? The Gemara says, a nochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos. So what if there's a nochri who's mol v'loy tovo? Is he permitted to observe Shabbos? Is he obligated to observe Shabbos? So that was a famous Maaser Shehoya. I think Reb Shmuel, if I'm not mistaken, I think Reb Shmuel Salant, was the head of the Bezdin by the Eidah Haredis. He was on vacation. He was traveling in Europe, I think, probably raising money for the Eidah Haredis. And a ger came to shul on Shabbos afternoon. The ger had mila, didn't have tefillah yet. So the rabbi in the shul was Rav Moshe Lemel. I don't know what his last name was. So Rav Moshe Lemel asked him, will you mechal Shabbos today? So he said, no. He's practicing observing Jewish religion because he's in between mila and tefillah. So he said, you're allowed to practice everything else but except for Shabbos. You're not allowed to nochri shabbos. And Gemara says it's chayv misa b'day shaman. So he made him sign his name on a piece of paper. So that whole incident started a whole literature, and there are many tshuvas written on that incident. So some of the rabbanim came up with a wild notion that a ger who is malva leitoval better observe Shabbos because after he'll be tovel in the mikveh next year it'll be goyim muslim afer that he was fully Jewish from the time that he did the mila. Wow, whoever heard of such a thing? You do a bris mila today, you don't do the tefillah in the mikveh till 20 years from now, and then later on he becomes Jewish l'mafreya. How is there such a? How can he become Jewish l'mafreya? Doesn't make any sense. But some gedolim held like that. Others held no, had only become a Jewish mikan al-habo. But what happened at Maimon HaSinai? The Mila was in Mitzrayim before Korban Pesach. The Tefillah was right before Maimon HaSinai, 7 weeks later. And did they observe Shabbos? Yeah, Shabbos was given the Mara before Maimon HaSinai. So you see that Mol V'Alei Tovol should observe Shabbos. For Harayiv and the Midbar, there was Mol V'Alei Tovol and they were given Shabbos. Others say, what's a Tushtel? That was Ahirah Shah once in the history of the world. But L'Doris Adin is not so. So there's a whole literature, all the tshuvas. There's a Lakewood Kollel in Chicago, I think. So one of the first form that they put out was, they collected all the tshuvas on this topic, about Mol V'Alei Tovol, but he's allowed to observe Shabbos in it. We Paschal Mol V'Alei Tovol is not considered Jewish. one of the boys march in the Israeli parade, and they go, different groups go together. So he was marching with the group that was, this is before the Russian government let all the Jews leave. So he was marching with the group who were marching that they should free the Jews in Russia. So he was marching next to a girl who was wearing a dress down to here and up to here, a very tzniyazik girl. And at the end of the march, so he asked the girl for her phone number. He wanted to take her out. So he said, so the girl was nice. She gave my phone number. He took her out on a date. And they went to a restaurant, and he went to wash for bread. And the girl didn't wash, and the girl started eating. So when he came back, he sees this religious girl is eating without washing until it's a dime. So before he had a chance to say, Hamotzi, so the girl says, you're probably wondering why I didn't wash until it's a dime. I'm not Jewish. But then she said she's going to classes at the Lincoln Square Synagogue. They had classes especially for non-Jews who were planning to convert. So she was very sneezy. Yeah, the story was he married the girl. Okay. But that was his initial shock. The girl said, I'm not Jewish. She's in the process of converting. Process, he's still not Jewish. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Nashon avonim k'tanim eim mizamnim aleim. He cannot be mitzarfet cotton to a zimun. So the Gemara says, but there's one opinion. Shulam Alevi says, afal p'yusham cotton mutal barisa eim mizamnim aleim. You have to be bar mitzvah. Avalos moso snif lasor. If you have nine gedoylim and one cotton, you can be mitzarfet cotton even if it's cotton mutal barisa. He can't even answer. Bar shacham mishlav t'vachayinu. He doesn't know what you're talking about, bechlal, an infant mamish. And then one opinion is on Reb Shon Levi, Tisha the Eved Mitzarf, and Eved Knaini is not Mitzarf to Aziman, but if you're only missing one, he can be Mitzarf. The Mishnah Brewer points out that there was an opinion in the Rishonim that's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that one woman is Mitzarf to Aziman. The Gemara tells the story, Maisa Barab Elazar came to the Beis HaKnesses, there wasn't a minyan. There were only nine people, and they needed a tenth one. That's what they used to joke, that the shuls in America are always called the center, the tzenta, because you're always looking for the tenth man for the minyan. That's why it's called the tzenta, looking for the tenth man for the minyan. Years ago, there was a problem getting minyan. Okay. So in the days of the Tana Reb Leza, there was a problem getting a tenth man. So he was Meshacher, his Ebed, that he should be Mitzarf him to the minyan. So Gemara asked, but Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says he can be Mitzarf one Ebed to the minyan. So why did Reb Leza have to be Meshacher his Eved to be Mitzarefim? And with the Gemara, not only was he missing the tenth one, he was missing the ninth one also. There were only eight people for the minyan. And there were two Avodim. So it was Meshacher one Eved, so he had nine B'nai Chorin and one Eved Kanaini. Maybe that's the Maaseh Shoya. So one Kotten is Mitzaref to a minyan, and one Eved Kanaini maybe is Mitzaref to a minyan. There's even one opinion, one Isha is Mitzaref is to a minyan. There's one, such an opinion. And Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He writes that he thinks that this is only because the din that a dovish b'kedusha needs asara is only a din mederabon. The whole concept to say kadosh kedusha baruch you need a minyan is only mederabon. On the level of the raisa, the only din of a dovish b'kedusha that you need asara is benigeta yehorig val yavar. If it's shara veris b'farhesya, then you say yehorig val yavar. What is zorgel rashi chazdam even b'tzina? You say yehorig val yavar. I'm giving a veris achamuris. But Shara, there it's Befrahesya is Yahweh Val Yavah. So Befrahesya means Befnei Asorah Mi Yisrael. So he says, there, you're not Mitzarif a Kotten, you're not Mitzarif an Isha, you're not Mitzarif an Eved. When you get to the Din Derabbanon of the Dabashe Bikdusha to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, you need a minion. So there are different opinions that there's room to be made. So the Gemara tells the story that Rav Leza was Meshacher the Eved. In order to be mashlim the minyan, v'lamatz asor, v'shichar avda, v'yishlim ala asor. The Gemara says, even though ha-mashachar avda oiver be'esei, that's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel. The Gemara says, in Soita dav gimel amad alep, that there were three psukim, where there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel, whether it's a reshus or a chayva. The one pasuk is, le'al mehem tavod, Rabbi Akiva says, chayva. Meshacher Avda, Meshacher Eved Kanaini, Ovid Be'ese. It doesn't go on Eved Ibri. It goes on Meshacher Eved Kanaini, Ovid Be'ese. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a Rishus. If you don't want to, you don't have to let him free, but Sheishu V'yoivel. If you want to, you may. And Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that Meshacher Avda, Ovid Be'ese. The other two Pesukim, Abba, Ovar, Ola, Baruch, Kino, Bikine, Yisishta, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a Chayva. if the husband is suspicious of his wife, he has to be masreba. And Rabbi Shmuel says a rishus, it's not a chayva. And the third pasuk is lo yitamo, that the kohen is not allowed to be mitam on the mesim unless it's achas apsula. Shelo hoysalish lo yitamo. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a rishus. If he wants to, he may attend the funeral. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to attend the funeral. And we paskan like Rabbi Akiva that mitamen also bal korchai. That is Ban Abayis. This machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel was after the Churban Abayis. But apparently for generations before they were on the scene, there was also an ongoing debate whether lo yitam is a chayva or a rishus. So the Gemara records in the end of Zvachim. The Gemara records already in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a kohen whose wife died and he didn't want to attend the funeral. And timu echov akohanim bal korcha, they forced him. Because the din was already accepted like Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So he, the Gemara says, Maka mitzvah is permissible. You're allowed to violate the din, or there's no isa, whatever. There's no isa of l'lamem tavoida if you want to be mitzarefim to a minyan. So Tosfos says, mitzarefim to a minyan, for what? For Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, the whole thing is only midirabbanan, like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said. In the Torah, you don't need a minyan for Dovish Kedusha. So you see that in order to fulfill Dovish Kedusha, the Rabbanan, you're allowed to violate the din. There's a conflict between a din deraisa and a din derabbanan, and the din deraisa loses, and the din derabbanan wins. It doicha a din deraisa of loelamam tavoido conquer by kiva tzachayva a mishach rabba of the besay. You doicha a din deraisa because of the mitzvah derabbanan of having davish bigdusha. So Tosfos says, second Tosfos, Tosfos said this contradicts the halachas gedolah. Allah Zagdadas came up with a chiddush that what? That Yontav Sheni Shal Goli is the last day Pesach, the last day Sukkot, not the second day Pesach or the second day Sukkot. Chol HaMoed is a Simcha Deraisa, but the last day Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, Yontav Sheni Shvi Shal Pesach, is only a Yontav from the Rabbanon, and the Allah Zagdadas is of the opinion that Rabbi Elus Yambishan is Deraisa. So if someone dies and is buried on Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath, the last day Yontif, so the Chiv to be Noi Gavelis is their ice according to the Goinim. Tosfos holds not so, the Rama holds not so, that there's no Avelis their ice. But the Bahag is from the days of the Goinim. So he's of the opinion, that's where the Ramam and the Rif got it from the Goinim, that Avelis Yamrishan is their ice. So one, if there's a conflict between Avelis Yamrishan is Yom HaMisa VeHakvura. If the person was buried on the same day that he died, before he's buried, the dinim of Avelus don't apply yet. So if he's buried on Yantav Achron, on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, so then the Bahag is of the opinion that you observe the Avelus Deraisa, even though it's a Yantav Sheni Shel Golias Derabbanon, because whenever there's a conflict between a Deraisa and the Rabbanon, so the Deraisa has to win. So this is, you see from Agamara that it's not correct. Gemara says, the Tana Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar Hezeven in order to be Mashlim the Minyan. So the Mashlim the Minyan is only a Din Derabbanan for the Dovish of Yidushim. And the Isra of Lelamem Tabod is a Din Deraisa. So you see that it's not an ironclad rule that a Din Deraisa always takes precedence over a Din Derabbanan. That's Tesis Hasoga on the Halochas Gedolos. That Tesis proves it from the Gemara Reish Ksubis Davdalit, that a couple are getting married and you observe Shivas Yimei Mishta. So Tosfos Sum Shivas Yimei Mishta is only the Rabbanon, there's no Pasuk and Chumash. Tosfos Sum Shivas Yimei Mishta is only the Rabbanon. So you observe Shivas Yimei Mishta and you postpone the Avelus Yamrishon until after the Shivas Yimei Mishta is up. So you see that Shivas Yimei Mishta, which is only his private personal Simcha, Yom Tov Shalom, takes precedence over Avelus Yamrishon, Kal V'chomer Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, that it's a takana for all of Klal Yisrael, not just the personal Yontav, should certainly take precedence. It should push off the Avelus Deraisa. But Lamaisa, that's a halacha maisa, that's a machlokes. The Mechaber Paskin is like the Bahag, because the Rif and the Rambam follow the Bahag. He holds that Avelus Yamrishon is deraisa, and you observe Avelus Yamrishon on Yontav Achron Shel, the last day Yontav. And the Rambam says we don't paskin like the Baha, because we paskin that Rabbi Elazar Mishnah is only the Rabbanim. That's why. If it would have been their Isa, maybe we would have passed like the Baha. But we passed and even Avelis and Rishon is only the Rabbanon. Let's say there was a Kvuris HaMeis on Yontif Sheni Shal Goliath on the last day Yontif. So one, we don't follow the Baha. Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, we follow the Tosfos, not the Baha'i. Sfaradim follow the Baha'i, Ashkenazim follow the Tosfos. So the one doesn't observe, if one is an Ashkenazi, doesn't observe Shiva till the day after Yom Tov is over. But when you get to ending the Shiva, we consider it as if the second day Yom Tov, the last day Yom Tov, was Oila as the first day of Shiva. Why is that so? So there are two versions in the Ramban, in the beginning of Ksubis and Dav Dalad. The Ran on the Rif quotes this chunk from the Ramban, even before they printed the Kedusha Ramban al Hashas, but this Ramban appears in the Ran on the Rif. So he says one version is because Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is a Sveka Diyoma. He goes to Kula, Safa Gabelis Lahafa, he goes to Kula in both directions. So you say maybe the second day Yom Tov, the eighth day Pesach is Yom Tov, so therefore you don't observe Avelis, but then when you get to ending the Avelis, you say maybe the last day Yom Tov was Chol, maybe it was really Yisrochag, and the seventh day Pesach was Yom Tov, and the eighth day was really Yisrochag. So when you get to ending the Avelis, you go to Hakel. If that's the reason why, then it wouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Lachore, because Rosh Hashanah is not a Sveka Diyam, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Arichto. That's a question. What does that mean? Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, both days Rosh Hashanah. It means that there's no element at all of Sveika D'Yayma. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that by Rosh Hashanah there are three logical possibilities. Either the first day Yom Tov or the second day Yom Tov, or maybe both are Yom Tov. Maybe Nogim Osei Yom Kodesh and Mocha Kodesh. That's how there's a long melchamas like that in the beginning of Beitza. He says that it's not the Yom Tov Sheni is Kedusha Achas, period. No. There are three possibilities. Maybe the first day, maybe the second day, maybe both days. But one of the possibilities may be the first day was Yom Tov, maybe the second day was Chol. So if we say like that, so the explanation will apply even to a Kovas Mesa on the second day Rosh Hashanah also. But then the Ramban, but if you hold that the second day Rosh Hashanah, that it's not a Sveik of the Yom at all, it's only a Kedusha Achas, then perhaps it shouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. We hold that it applies even to Rosh Hashanah because of the second suggestion of the Ramban. Ramban has another suggestion that you terminate Avelis earlier, even though one didn't observe Avelis on the second day Yom Tov, not because it's a Sofek. You go to Kula in both directions. You start later and you end earlier, but rather because since it's only a Yom Tov Derabbanon, so that's not a Yom Tov Deraisa, is Ein Oile L'Minyan Shiva. Because a Yom Tov Deraisa is called a Yom Simcha. You can't superimpose the Shem Yom Evil on top of a Yom Simcha. Shabbos is not a Chi of Simcha. So Shabbos is Oyla L'Minyan Shiva. Yom Tov is not Oyla L'Minyan Shiva. That's a Mishnah in Moed Kot, in the third paragraph of Moed Kot, in Ketzah Megal, Megalchen. It says that Yom Tov is not Oyla L'Minyan Shiva, Shabbos is Oyla. Because Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha, and Yom Tov is a Yom Simcha. So Bamed Var Mamurim, the other side in the Ramban is Mamedvar Mamurim, that you say that a Yom Simcha is not Oila, you can't superimpose the Shem Yom Evil, that is a Yom Simcha Deraisa. But if it's only a Yom Simcha Midirabbanon, that's not so strong. So then you say you can't superimpose the Shem Yom Evil. You don't observe Avelis on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, but the day would be Oila, as the first day of Shiva. So it's not that you start a day later and end there a day early because of the Sveika. That would be a tie to the Sastri. Do you have a right to say, Alocha Kedivah Mekal Ba'ovo Sofik Abelis Al-Kula, even a tie to the Sastri? The eighth day Pesach, the Sveika the Dina is Sofik, Sveika the Yoma. So you start counting Shiva later and you end earlier because you treated a Sofik. Is that acceptable? So one suggestion in the Ramban is yes, that you say, Sofik Avelis L'Kuli, even Tarkin is Asri. You start a day later and you end a day earlier. Wow. And the other suggestion, And the other suggestion in the Ramban is, no, that's not the reason why. It's because it's only a Yontav Derabbanan. So Yontav Derabbanan is not such a steer to a Yom Evil. So it would be Chal Yom Evil. So even the Rosh Hashanah, where, even if you hold on Rosh Hashanah, there is no Sveka the Yom. It's only a Yom Arich. You don't say like the Ramban Macham said, it's all three. Could be the first day, could be the second day, could be Nogim Osiyam Kodesh and Locha Kodesh, both days. You have to follow all the logical possibilities that could have possibly been if there would have been Mekachin and Peiria. If it would have been Mekachin and Peiria, it could have been the first day, could have been the second day, could have been both days. Yeah. So that's the Psak HaMekubalus, that even if there was a funeral, someone died and is buried on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, also we would paskin the same. We would say that the second day of Rosh Hashanah counts as the first day of Shiva, even though the relatives don't observe any Avelis at all on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that was the Taina. The Rosh quotes the Balei HaTosis, and the Rosh has a famous line here when Tosis is asking against the Bahag, the Kan Kosha Allah is good, the Pirish, the Bahag says, Nisha Meis Lameis Biyantav Acharon the 8th day Pesach Yom Amisa Lahakvura Abelis is Noeg Lossi Yantav Acharon the Rabbanam Dochi Abelis Dereisa. Yeah, because Abelis Yom Rishon is Dereisa. So he says, the Hochen Agimar Chazin and the Asid Tfilah the Rabbanan Vidach Yakro the Lalamem Tavoidu. Who says that it was Tfilah the Rabbanan? Maybe you needed a minion Dereisa over here. When do you need a minion Dereisa? So the Rosh says, maybe it was Parsha Zohar. Unless he says it was Parsha Zohar, which it doesn't appear to be. It would have said it was Shabbos Parsha Zohar. Yeah. So that's the Trumas Adeshin points out, you see from this Rosh HaChidosh, that in order to fulfill Parsha Zohar, you need a minyan. You need a minyan in HaTorah. Who ever heard of such a thing? The Gemara learns out in the Pasuk, Zohar, Eisa Shasa Lecha Molag, Yachol Belev, Tamalai Malai Sishka, Charei Belev Oma, Amani Mekam Zohar, Bepeh. You have to have Parsha Zohar, you have to say the Peh. Then the Gemara says, you have to lay mitoch haksav. All right, so you lay from the Sefer Tahu, who says that you need Asara. So that, the mocker to that, is this Rosh, that you have to have a minyan Asara. That is a Chiddush, that you're not Yotze Parsha Zohar unless you have a minyan of Asara. So the Rosh makes this suggestion, unless you tell me that the Maaseh Shoya was on Shabbos. How can it be that it was on Shabbos? He came to Shul on Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, and there was no minyan. He is Meshachar and Eved. You're allowed to be Meshachar and Eved on Shabbos. There's no Isser of being Meshachar and Eved. There's a Tosefta that the Tosis quotes in the end of Gittin. The Gemara says that there was a Cholam Mesukan, and he wrote his wife a get, Shchid Meirah. He was going to give his wife a get. He was going to die, but he had no children. So his wife would need chalitz, and it would be a hardship because his brother was a meshugan. His brother was going to give her a hard time. He wasn't going to do chalitz. So if you love your wife and you're going to die without children, and your brother is going to give your wife a hard time, so if you're a nice guy, so you give your wife a get. That's called a get shchid meira. You give a get because you love your wife. The Chumash talks about sneyahu isha acharein. The husband divorces his wife because he hates his wife. So one of the gedolim came up with this einfal. If you gave your wife a get because you love her, because you don't want her to suffer, so the get is puzzle. That's not a value. It's against all the Mishnahis. Mishnahis say v'feirish. I think it was the Levush who came up with that. Usually Levush is the one who says all the things that are wrong. So I think the Levush came up with that. You give a get because you love your wife. You shouldn't have a hard time with the chalitza, so the get is puzzle. So they all say it's against all the Mishnahis. Get shchibira. Gemara talks about it. Mishnahis talk about it. So Gemara tells such a story. There was a Shchid Meira, he was about to die, and he wrote a get, and then it was Shabbos, he didn't get a get, and then he was going to die on Shabbos. So he gave his wife the get on Shabbos. He was Megarish his wife on Shabbos. So Taisa says the Kasha, but there's a Tosefta that says, Hey Megarish and Shabbos. Mishnah says, Hey Mekachim, you're not allowed to be Megarish and Isha on Shabbos, and Mekar Chamemkar, because they were Shem Yichtov. So Taisa has a Tosefta. It says on the margin, and on the Taisa, it says on the side, we don't have such a Tosefta. We don't have such a Girsa. But Tosefta apparently has such a Girsa. And the Tosefta usually elaborates on what it says in the Mishnah. It has more details. So Tosefta had a Girsa, Ein Megarshin. So if Ein Megarshin should be the same thing, you shouldn't be Meshachar and Evakanayna either. So how can the Rosh give a suggestion that it was Shabbos Parsha Zohar? You learn Parsha Zohar on Shabbos. It was Shabbos Parsha Zohar. There wasn't a minyan in Shul, and there were only 8 people. and he had two avadim, and he was mshach one eved and tzar from Teraninyan. How do you give a shtar shichra on Shabbos? You're allowed to be mshach an eved on Shabbos. That's a whole further discussion. So Menachem Zember has a discussion of that in his Sefer Zer Avraham. Rabbi Menachem Zember used to correspond with the Or Samech's son-in-law. His name, he was a businessman. His name is Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer. He died without any children. So he, so Rabbi Menachem Zember published his correspondence with him that he wrote back and forth. Rabbi Menachem Zember is much, much stronger than Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer, but he kept up. So his everybody reads his letters are stronger than Rabbi Avram's letters. But he called the Sefer Zer Avram. This should be in place of the children that he never had. And then they published the Sefer, another Sefer Zer Avram, Chidush Torah by this Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, that he himself wrote different Torah that are alphabetically arranged. They put it in alphabetical order. Instead of putting Al-Seder Hashas, they put it in alphabetical order, also called Zer Avram. So he discusses that topic. How can the Rosh make such a suggestion that you're going to say that the Maaseh Shoy with Tana Reb Lezer was on Shabbos Parsha Zochah, you learned Parsha Zochah on Shabbos, are you allowed to be Meshach and Abi Knani on Shabbos? So he discusses that what he had a Shtar Shichra was written on Erev Shabbos. Can't write a Shtar Shichra on Shabbos. Can't have a Goy write a Shtar Shichra, has to be written in Shema. So if maybe Amir Eliakim would be Mutter, for the purpose, but the get will be possible. The Shtar Shichra will be possible. So that's a whole literature on this rush, when he raises such a possibility.
Why would it be more of an issue to be Mashach or an Eved if we're letting you violate and assert a Semi Dioraisa right now? I mean, why is that if we're willing to let you violate and assert say Dioraisa to be Mashach for your Eved right now, so why is the Israel?
Yeah.
So
that's the Ramban has a famous comment. He thinks Lelamem Tavoidu is sort of a branch of the din of Loisachonim Lasitlanem Matanschinim. You're not allowed to give a matona to a Nochri. So even in Eved Kenayni also, you're not allowed to give him his freedom if it's Litoivas the Eved Kenayni. But I want a minion. So if I'm a Shachar Eved Kenayni, Litoivas Atzmi, then I'm not in violation at all of these. There is no violation of the Lelamem Tavoidu. That's the Ramban, the Rishani quoted, the Ran quotes it. The Olamam Tavoidu is not violated at all. Whenever it's lit by mitzvah shiny, because mitzvah the Rab, what do you mean mitzvah the Rab Mashiny? I'm gaining. Reb Lezer himself is gaining. So then there's no violation of the Olamam Tavoidu.
But doesn't the Rosh not hold of that because he's quoting Tosfos, so assumes you are violating this in your
right? Right, right.
So why is there a question for the what the Rosh said?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could be. Could be. Okay. The rest of the Gemara, we're behind a little bit in Brachas. We left off on the top of Mem Vav on the base. We just did this Gemara because it's parallel to the Mishnah in Psoch. Okay. Maybe we'll continue with a little more Psochim. Yonim in Psochim. Where do we leave off?